This episode of A Medic's Mind is brought to you by Winter Tickle Press, a premier publishing house who specializes in nonfiction mental wellness books based on lived experiences. Titles include Save My Life School, Daily Lessons of Save My Life School, Brainstorm Revolution, and stories Finding Your Wings, all available for order through Chapters Indigo, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You can follow Winter Tickle Press on Facebook at Winter Tickle Press, or find them on Twitter at Winter Tickle. Buddy, welcome to Medic's Mind, the podcast. Thank you very much for coming out. Sincerely appreciate it. So today is a read episode. I got something to read for you. It's not a blog post and it's not a complete piece. So let me explain. I'm working really diligently on the book, A Medic's Mind, and it is tentatively due out sometime in October or November. It may be pushed back depending on how things go, but for right now, those are the tentative dates for this project that Winter Tickle Press and myself are working on. It is going to get done within the relatively near future, so just keep an eye out for that. A Medic's Mind by Winter Tickle Press. But what I want to read for you today is a piece that I've written. It's not a complete piece, meaning that it's sort of a joining piece. It's kind of halfway through one of the chapters, but I just wanted to read it for you and give you guys an indication of what you're going to be hearing in the book or reading in the book. Basically, this piece is written to kind of explain how and why I moved from one city to another and what sort of precipitated that event. And it was a breakup of my relationship that I was in for 7 years. And it was a horrible relationship. It really was, and it was just fraught with abuse and neglect and one-upsmanship with relation to who could hurt one another, the best. It was a horrible, horrible, poisonous, toxic relationship to be in, and ending was the best thing that I could have done. And it was a hard decision to end it, even though I knew it was the right decision long before I had actually pulled pin and decided to truly walk away from it. I think emotionally I'd checked out of the relationship probably a year in advance prior to the move, but this piece is basically to kind of inform the reader of how I got from one place to the other, because a lot of my story takes place in Ontario, and it's good to have some background as to how I got there. So this piece is basically about that. It's not a complete piece, and it doesn't end with your typical ending because there's more to be written. And there is more that I have written. It's just I don't want to read the entire book and the pieces that we've got together. I just want to give you guys a little bit. So that's what this is. I don't have a title for this piece, so we're just gonna name it Untitled. It's an untitled read for you, but it's hopefully going to give you an idea of what you can expect from the book. I wrote this all in one sitting the other morning. I didn't plan to write anything. I just sat down at the computer. And I was feeling somewhat, just kind of despondent and sullen. And thusly, whenever I'm feeling that way, I generally just open up the Word page and begin to type. And sometimes I write an entire piece. Sometimes I write a few sentences. Sometimes it's just a couple of words. This ended up being about 1,000 or so words in one go. And you're going to hear it now. So please sit back, have a listen, see what you think, and keep an eye out for Medic's Mind, the book, due out sometime in October or November, tentatively, but it is going to come out in and around in the next little while of early 2020 or late 2019. So keep an eye out for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Untitled. As a boy, whenever I found myself situated within a car or bus, I would cant my head to the left or to the right and watch as the world sprinted on by. As I grew older, this became symbolism for life. Everything rushes by at merciless pace. Blink, and you miss it. In the late spring of 2014, I found myself seated in the passenger side of my car. My friend was driving. My head was slumped to the right, watching as one tree bled into the other as they melted from view along the conveyor belt of the highway. My thoughts matched pace, but were inarguably much less serene and beautiful. My relationship had just ended. I was crushed and broken. I was also fleeing. I was moving. A decision that I had made in haste at the implosion of a failed romance. We were driving from Edmonton to Toronto, and we were making great time. We actually drove a 24-hour cycle just to hurry up and get there. Both of us, my friend and I, had spent time in the army, and thus long, arduous road trips were not unknown to us. But they were hated, vehemently. So, we drove as far and for as long as humanly possible. By the end of day one, we made it to Winnipeg. After pulling into a gas station and choosing to rest at a mutual friend's place for the evening, I reached for my phone. Empty. No messages. That night, I lay on a frumpy couch and listened as our mutual friend bed down a woman that he had met at the bar. Our buddy was a bit of a Lothario. He did just fine with the female species. There was a lot of emotions to feel that night. Hearing someone else have sex, all while knowing that consistent sex for me with one person was over for now. It was a less than appealing oration to indulge upon. Lying on a strange sofa, staring at surroundings unknown, all while feeling the sting of a battered heart beat within my chest. It all made for a long and restless night. Come morning, it was the sun that rose to us, and not the other way around. We hurtled steadfast towards the center of the universe. Toronto. Ontario is deceptively large, and thus reading the sign that welcomes you to the province is not a measurable unit of proximity towards the city. We had a long way to go. We would eventually emerge over the crest of a hill and be greeted by the stately structure that is the pinnacle of the Toronto skyline, the CN Tower. I was home. Over the following weeks and months, I would attempt to heal my wounded heart by sterilizing with plethoric outings to the bar. I would meet a woman. She was kind and sexy in perfectly equal parts. We struck up a conversation, and her eyes told me that she was hooked with intrigue. I told her about my breakup. I informed her that I was a paramedic and that I had moved here to start working as one. We exchanged numbers and flirted via text here and there. This boiled to a date between she and I. She picked the place as I was still finding my way. It was a diminutive, trendy little bar, accented by low-hanging string lights of subtle crimson glow. She was dressed in a pair of seductively form-fitting pants and a silk thin strap top. She looked ravishing. The evening was fantastic. We played and laughed in one another's company. We drank and then ordered more. She used her finger to clean the guacamole that I had spilled onto my shirt. We shared lingering bouts of lasting eye contact and unspoken word. At the end of the night, and along the walk home, the sky opened up and we got soaked within seconds. Seeking shelter beneath the shanty canopy of a storefront, we waited out the deluge of rain. While stood next to one another, listening to the droplets of a cloud's tears, we embraced with one another and began to kiss. It was in that moment of movie-scripted romance that I realized just how broken I really was. Her lips didn't feel like my ex's. Her scent was different. Her hand placement, off. Nothing felt the same. In fact, I didn't feel anything. Not even a southerly swell. The rain eased, and we continued back towards my place. Once home, the kissing reignited. Clothing was slid from our skin to the floor. More kissing, more nothingness. Although finally, a swell. We kissed and fucked through the night. When all was said and done, she lay rested beside me with her eyes closed and her lips barely open. She was sleeping. I was not. Unlike the movies, it was not her beauty that poetically refused my slumber. It was fear. I didn't want to fall asleep and risk a nightmare while beside her. I couldn't bear the thought of that happening. She was new and untainted of my poison. I lay in bed and watched the sun glimmer to life from my window. I felt her stir beside me. Morning. Sleep well?
Yes. You look tired. How long have you been up?
I smiled and replied. Not long. We went out for breakfast and only saw one another a few more times after that. My nightmares had increased with severity and potency. This was, of course, made worse on that early day in January. I would receive a call from back west. It was a friend and fellow medic. He broke the news that a brother of ours had just died by way of suicide while on shift. Greg. Paramedic Greg Turner. I knew him. I worked with him on many occasions.
After Greg's death, my drinking and the nocturnal bellum within my head increased to a near lethal ferocity. This was the beginning of the end of my career. Everything was washing by within a chaos of catastrophe.